Thank you, Jesus. It's over a week now. God has been speaking to me from, I should say, strictly on the basic elementary stuff. You know, when I say elementary stuff, it's a foundational biblical truth. And these are some things that I know it. Probably I think from my smartness, I think, oh, I know it. But he's been only talking to me from these topics. And I'm stuck. So what happened over a week, I'm talking to others also from this small topics, which they already know it. If I'm talking to a born-again believer for 20 years, they have been born again. Sorry, they'll be thinking, child, what are you talking about? Okay, well, that's the way he's dealing with me now. So even in yesterday's cell meeting, I happened to speak about obedience. And my nephew asked me, Rani Ma, I was just waiting for that, you know, that revelation, that mystery. I just spoke about the truth, what is in the Word of God. And I talked about the reward of obedience and about the cost of disobedience. You know, so that's what the topic all about. And today, God, when I was in the presence of the Lord, he just spoke to me from the same verse. I'm just not going to carry forward with the topic, but I will speak from that one verse which we received. And the verse is nothing but Psalms 100, verse number 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And this is the word for today as well. Acknowledge is the word. Many of you know the meaning of it. If you don't know, I know everyone here knows it, but let me say it for myself. The meaning given in the dictionary is accept. Admit the existence. Recognize the importance. Hallelujah. Believe that he is God. And we are his children. Yes. Hallelujah. We are his people. And God holds the whole world in his hands. Children of God, just certain truth that he's been teaching to me, which I know it already, but he keeps talking. Yeah. Know that he is God. That is what he keeps saying. And he is the one who is sustaining us, children of God. And for that matter, we need to be sure that we are human beings, are carried in his hands. And, you know, so if he is God Almighty, and know that he is God, is what he is saying. So which means, know that our life is like a vapor, right? And our days pass away like smoke. That is again the word, you know. So we are just mere people, human beings, but he is God. Amen. Understand that. Just something you have to keep saying to yourself. He is God. So in all your ways, acknowledge him. That's what. Not only when big things come in. Oh, thank you, praise the Lord. No, acknowledge him at all times. So let's do that. 100% submission is what God is asking us to do today. And he will go before you, children of God. He will fight for you, children of God. Solve your problems, children of God. Heal your mental or emotional or health issues, children of God. Every sickness, he will remove it from you, God. You, children of God, if you know that he is God, acknowledge that he is God. And he will restore broken relationships, children of God. And he will make your crooked path straight, children of God. Take it, receive it, what I'm saying in Jesus' name. Our God is never predictable. Can you say that with me? Our God is never predictable. Hallelujah. But he is unfailingly reliable. Unfailingly reliable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. How many of you understand what I'm saying here? Can you all stand up on your feet, Father? Thank you, Jesus. Just stand up on your feet, please. Thank you, Jesus. God who calls you is faithful. Yeah? And he will do it. And he will do it. This is the great joy There is a great joy in knowing him. Knowing him is not just easy. Okay? Knowing him, Rahab, know, you know, he knew this God. Who is it? Who is she? She's a prostitute. There is great joy in knowing that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. Thank you, children. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If God has called you as a prophet, if God has called you as an apostle, if God has called you as a doctor, engineer, just believe it, he is God. He will bring it to pass. He will do it. He is faithful and he will do it for you. Thank and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is the ruler of the earth, Psalm 47 says. Hallelujah. Psalm 47 says, I can read it. For the Lord Most High is awesome, he says. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet, the Bible says. God who calls you is faithful. He will do it. He will do it. We don't need to come up and with any human tactics or strategies or plan. Just remain still. All we have to do is acknowledge that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Can we do that? He made us and we are his. Hallelujah. Believe. He who chose you already has a plan for you. You cannot change it, children of God. You cannot change it. Joy comes through obedience, separation, and knowledge. Give him a good clap offering. Joy comes through obedience, separation, and knowledge. Come on. Agree with Paul, Apostle Paul. You know, he said something. He said, if you can say it with me after me, it's good. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. The Christ liveth in me. Can you believe what you said? Do you understand what you said just now? You have crucified everything of yourself, your flesh, everything that you are longing to become, or anything that you want to become or receive or anything. Let it be. He says, I have crucified everything with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. Come on, pray with me. Father, make my life. Say it after me. Father, make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready to submit your life? Hallelujah. There is this beautiful song. My voice is not absolutely right, but I'm trying my best here. Hallelujah.
My soul says yes to your will. Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh, my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my light. Oh, so be my guide. So be my way. Be my will. Oh, my Lord, come lay your hands over me. Together. My soul says yes. My soul says yes.